Good morning, Masechet Shabbat, Daf Nun Hay, and we're starting on the Amud, two lines in. Rav Yehuda have a Yativ Kamed Shmuel. So we saw that locha yesterday, that we quote on the bottom of Amud Bet, Ara Papa Vandreirash Garuta Nitpasu Al Kule Al Mabasi. We saw over there that anybody who's got an opportunity to rebuke, and they don't rebuke, they ultimately become responsible for the sins of the people who would have listened to them. So Rav Yehuda have a Yativ Kamed Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was sitting in front of Shmuel. Ataya hi itata. Ketzavcha kame v'lo have mashkachba. A woman came to him, came in front of them there. So Rav Yehuda was sitting there with Shmuel, and this woman arrived, and she started shouting. And Amarle, lo savale mar, or temos nomi zakat dal. He says, how can you just ignore her? She's crying out over here. Right, she obviously got anguish of whatever, and he quotes her a pasuk over here. He says, "Otemos domi zakat." If you block off your ears from the impoverished crying out, gamuyi krav lo yane, your chance will come. The world's round. You'll cry out, and they won't listen to you. The Hashem won't listen to you at the end of the day. So Amar Lei said, "Now." Shmuel says to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Who's talking over here? Right, so Shmuel wasn't listening. So Rabbi Yehuda, right, so Rabbi Yehuda says this to Shmuel. So Shmuel says to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinina. Now we've seen this word Shinina before, right? Like you, Talmid Chochem, clever guy like you. Reishach Bekriri. He says, what are you talking about me? I'm not the one, it's Reishach. Right, Reishach, sorry, Reishach Bekriri. Reishach Dereishach Bechamim. He says, on the contrary, I'm cool. All right, I'm cool. There's no problem. If you look at Rashi over here. Reishach Bekriri. Ani Shani Rabach. Reishach, I'm your Reishach. Ani Nichveh. I'm not going to get burnt by the heat. Aval Mar Ukve, he says, Shur Rosh Li Velach Vav Beitin Yichveh Bechamim. So he says, I'm in the middle tier management over here. You got to go to senior management, right? He says, Ani Reishcha Bekriri. Reishcha De Reishach Bechamim. The Rav of your Rav, he's the one in trouble, right? And we saw yesterday, Rav Mar Ukve was the Av Beitin, he was a big shot, he was a serious guy. So that's what Shmuel says. So Hayativ Mar Ukve, Av Beitin. So it says Rav Ukve was Av Beitin. Tichtiv Beit David Kuamar Hashem. Dinol Vakimishpat Vichlo Gezer Miyad Oshek. Penetzek Esh Chamati Ubirav Ein Mechabe Mipnei Ruam Alehem. Right? So there's a whole Pasuk of Yah. He quotes a Pasuk of Yah. That Penetzek Esh Chamati basically Beit David Kuamar Hashem. Dinol Aboker Mishpat Vachlo Gezer Miyad Oshek. Vein Mechabat Mipnei Ruam Alehem. So we see over here that he passed it basically up the line. He said it's not him, it's the Beit Din that is ultimately responsible. I'm Rav Zera, Rav Simon. Now another example the Gemara brings over here. Rav Zera says to Rav Simon, Luchvchinuhu mar lahane de Beresh Galuta. Obviously there were people in the Beresh Galuta's office who weren't conducting themselves in the best way possible. And Rav Zera says to Rav Simon, you know, you should rebuke them. So Amar Lei says to him, "Lo mekable minai." They're not going to listen to me. What's it going to help if I rebuke him? So Amar Lei, "Afa gavdo mekable chinu mar." It doesn't make a difference, even if they don't rebuke. You know, this is different to what I remember yesterday. I said that I heard from Lichtenstein many, many years ago. I was talking to him about a particular case, and he said that only if you know for a fact the person's going to listen to you. If you know they're not going to listen to you, then ocher to ocher doesn't help. Just causing problems. So yeah, it seems to be a little bit different. We'll come to this in a second. Amalei afagav lo mekable, even they won't accept your tochacha. Damar av acher bar chanina meolam lo yatzta midah tova mipi Hakadosh Baruch Hu vechazar baler achut midavar zeh. We'll see a case in a moment, in a second, where Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a decree, and then came the forces above in Shamayim, and they got him to basically turn around a decree. And before we move on, let's just take half a moment to look at this Tosfot quickly. The very first Tosfot on the Amud. V'afa gavdo mekable livchinu min mar. If they don't accept that, the tochecha. So Tosfot says like this. Hainu hecha desafek I mekable. What I mean over here is that there's a chance they might. There's a safek if they will or they won't. Kedam besamuch lifnehem migalu. How do you know what they'll do or what they won't do? Aval hecha devadai lo mekable. If you know for a fact, says Tosfot, they're not going to mekabel from you, right? Henach lahem, leave them alone. Why? Mutav sheyehu shogegin v'lo yu mezidin. Remember, my baby kadyayin reperek shoel gabet tosefet Yom HaKippur. Tosfot says they're mefurash. When do we say, even if they won't accept from you, means that there's a safek they won't accept it from you. But if you know for a fact, for certain, that you're going to talk to this person that's basically beating it against a brick wall, leave it alone, walk away, let the guy rather be over here b'shogeg and not be mezid. That's what I was saying yesterday. So let's carry on. So now what's the case over here? V'dichtiv v'yom Hashem elav, avor b'toch ha'ir, b'toch Yerushalayim. Quotes a pasuk over here. It's a pasuk from Yecheskel, where Hashem says, go and to the Malach HaMavet, basically. V'itvit tav al mitzchot ha'anashim anenachim v'anenakim, v'akol ha'tayvot ha'nasot b'tocha. It says, go stick a tav, some sort of sign on these on the people. So, all the toivas and all the bad things they're doing inside the city. In other words, prepare, identify who they are. Look at Rashi over here. Shani rotze lishloach ba'ir. Right, he says here, elu tzadikim, sorry, on the other side of the tzadikim. Right, and then he says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Gabriel, and to Gabriel he said, Lech v'shom ha'mitzchan shel tzadikim tav shel Dio, shlo yishletu behen malachei chabala. Look at Rashi Avia, shani rotze lishloach b'ya. When it said malachei chabala, so go now, very similar to what happened in Mitzrayim, when he put the blood on the doorpost to identify the Jews. Here, it's all, I'm talking about Yehudim, but to make a distinction between the good guys and the bad guys, go identify them, because the malachei chabala are going to wander, go wild in the streets, and they'll be protected. V'amitzcham sh'rasha'im tav shel dam. Put a blood mark on those. V'ashishletu b'hen malachei chabala. So now, amra midat ha'din if HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now the powers of justice said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going on over here? Ribono shel olam, ma nishtanu elu me'elu? How are you distinguishing between these two? Amar so Hashem said to midat ha'din, halalu tzadikim gemurim v'larushim gemurim. These are good guys or bad guys. Amra lefana, they said to Hashem, ribono shel olam, ha'ya bi'adam nimchof v'lo michu. But maybe you, Hashem, maybe you could have done Micha, you could have first given Tochacha. Amar lai said to them, Galui vedu lefanash, im michu bahem, lo yekablu me. Hashem says to the Midat Adin, I know that they wouldn't have accepted it from me. That's why I didn't waste my time. So now the Mishra Shal chance to Amra, right? Or Amru, what was it? Amra. Lefanav, Midat Adin, Ribono shel olam, im lefanav galui, lahemi galui. You know, but did they know? Right? Quite a pasuk over here. The pasuk, another pasuk from Yecheskel. Zaken bachur betula v'taf. So zaken, old one, bachur, young one, betula, virgin, v'taf, little kids, v'nashim, the women, tahargenu, tahargu l'mashchit. V'al kol yashay alav, atav, al tegashu b'mikdashav, techelu v'yachulu b'nashim, askerim ashrib ne'abayit. We'll see what this means in a second. So he quotes this pasuk. So over here, v'al kol yashay alav, atav, al tegashu, u'mimikdashay techelu. Uchtiv, so what does it mean over here? Look at Rashi, behind the dichtiv. Look at Rashi, important Rashi this. It's a fourth or fifth narrow lines of Rashi. He says, Mikara val kol ish asher alav atav al tigashu. Originally, the pasuk Hashem's plans were before this discussion with Atadin was all those at this tav, in the tav that were out, don't touch them. Ulevasof umigdashai tachel. In the pasuk, if you look at the pasuk, it says, Zakein bachur val kol ish asher alav atav al tigashu. Then it says, "Umimigdashai tachelu." From my migdashi, from my holy ones begin. You see, mid sentence here, a change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there's been a tadim, we're talking to Hashem in the middle of this pasuk. He says, "Aviyav, right? Zakein bechuv alat umigdashet uchti vayechulu benashim askenim asher ifnei habayit." And in the end, the pasuk says, "Vayechalu benashim askenim." Who are they? With the elders they started. So you see, Hashem accepted it. Tan Rabbi Yosef, al tikri mikdashay elem mikudashi. Right, that almost reminds us of the same thing in Parshat Shmini with Datan v'Aviram. Right, elu b'nei Adam shekimu et Torah kulam elef atav umiyad v'nei shan Hashem. So basically, we see over here that in the end, Hashem accepted midat hadin, and he started wiping out everybody. And the Gemara says v'elu the umiyad v'hinei, and then the next pasuk over there, also in Yecheska, the next pasuk over there, says there, it's not exactly the next pasuk, but it's the previous, but looking before, but it says, hinei shishan Hashem ba'imi derech sha'ar ha'elyon Hashem yifnei tzfona. There were six people coming towards the gate. They went north. V'ish kli mepatzo v'yado, v'ish echad b'tocham nuvash padim, v'keset asofer b'motnav, They came there with different kelim in their hands. We'll see what this means in a second. And they stood there next to the mizbach and choshet, the gold, the basically the mizbach in outside, not the zahav. So Gemara says, "Hashem Hashem by Emedech, Hashem Mifnei Tzvona, Vish Kli Mitzvah Piyov, Ish Hashem Bechavat Ducham Navush Abedim." It said to the same pasuk, "Yavo Yamdu as mizbach and choshet." The Gemara says, "What are you talking about, mizbach and choshet? Talking about over here, where was mizbach and choshet? Look at Rashi. Bimei Yecheskel." Times of Yecheskel is Mizbach and Achoshet. Valo Shlomo Ganzo, Shlomo Medech already got rid of that one because he built a much bigger one. Vasa Mizbeach Havanim, Shel Shloshim Vashtayim Ama. Tichti Mizbach and Achoshet Asher Lifnei Hashem, Katan Miachal, Kadam HaOmer Lechavero, Nanas Ploini, Upsul Avodah. Shlomo says, this one's not this Mizbach and Achoshet they had wasn't Batim at all, Shlomo Medech Ben HaMikdash, he built a much bigger one. So where was this Mizbach and Achoshet? Samalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Etchilim Makom Shomrim Shira Lefanai, Uman Inu Shishra. So he says, no, just start in that place. Look at Rashi. Makom Shomrim Shira Min HaLevi'im Shomrim Shir Bichlei Nechoshet. That's what he means. What means with Mizbach and Achoshet, he means when we start with the Levi'im. So now we see over here that in the end Hashem accepted the whole of Minat HaDin, that there's no distinction here. Even those that were bad could have been saved, maybe. Uman Inushan, the Gemara said, who are these six people over here? We said that there were six people coming. Rabbi Chisda says, these six people weren't six people. Look at, there were six midot. Look at what the Gemara says. Ketzef, Af, all different measures of anger. Vechema, Umashchit, and destruction. Umashver, Umachale. So it's anger and destruction. So you see a complete turnaround here in the Gemara from the discussion with Natan Dim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara says, Umashnai Tav. What's the story about Avi Av the Tav? Amar Av Tav. What does it mean, Tav, right? Mashnat Tav. Well, what do you mean by, what do we mean here by this Tav? What was this Tav about? So Amar Rav, Rav said, Tav, Tichye, Tav, Tamut. He's saying like the Tav is Tichye v'tamut. Right, look at Rashi over here. Tav, Tamut, l'Rashaim. Right? So basically a Tav for one to live, one for to die. Ushmuel says, no. Shmuel says, Amar, Tama, Shchut, Avot. He says, Tav stands for Tama, Shchut, Avot. Why put a Tav? Tav Schut Avot. That's quite unbelievable, because Schut Avot is what we rely on to this day. And we say in our davening, we start off Elohe Abraham, Elohe Yitzchak, Elohe Yaakov. We say Anachnu Avotenu, Anachnu Avotenu Chatanu. When we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, right? So we always invoking our Avot. So he says, "Yeah, Tam Schut Avot." Now look at Rabbi Yochanan Amir, Tachun Schut Avot. Tachun. Look at this Tosfot, that interesting Tosfot over here. Tosfot over here, Ushmuel Amar, Tam Eschut Tavot. How can we have to, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Tachun Eschut Tavot. He said, because Omer Rabbeinu Tam. The Eschut Tavot Tama, very important here, I make this distinction. He says, Eschut Tavot, that's what came, what was ended because of this. Hashem had said, you not only got Eschut Tavot. However, says Tosfot, Ava Brit Avot Lo Tama. There's a difference. The difference between Eschut Tavot and Brit Avot. Brit Avot is a covenant that can never end. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a covenant. That covenant is there, whether we behave or we don't behave. Because the Hadichtiv, V'zacharti et briti Yaakov, when was that mentioned? Af lachar galut. Says Tosef, Anan ein anu maskirin zchut avot ela habrit. When we speak about avot, we don't talk about zchut avot, we talk about brit avot. Skip a few lines down there. It says, Ulari, Rabbi Yochanan, done about Tosfot, nir'a delo pligi Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan, Shmuel says, Tam Schut Avot, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Tachun Schut Avot. Elo Shmuel Amar de Roshaim Tama. Shmuel saying to the Roshaim, Tama Schut Avot. Aval Tzadikim lo Tama. Ube Tzadikim, Rabbi Yochanan talking about the Tzadikim. He says, Tachun, that the Schut Avot should still be there. Teidai says, the Rabbi Yochanan Amar Besamuch. Okay, we'll see that later on. So we see over here this whole concept of Schut Avot or Brit Avot of the Rishayim or the Tzaddikim, whether it's after the Galut or before the Galut. But bottom line is, whatever the case is, even if Schut Avot is gone, even if we say like Shmuel that it applies to everybody, we still got Brit Avot. Rabbi Yochanan will say, no, the Schut Avot is gone for the Rishayim, but even for the Tzaddikim, we still got Schut Avot. The Resh Lakish, another answer over here. Amar, what's the Tav? Tav Sof Chotamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So we have Amar Rabbi Chanina Chotamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emet. He says Tav Sof Chotamo. Look at Rashi over here. Chotamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emet. Emtzait Otiot V'Rishon V'Acharon. Hashem Ani Rishon V'Ani Acharon V'Ani Hu. Because Emet is Aleph Mem Tav, right? Aleph is first letter, Tav is the last letter, and Mem is the middle letter of the alphabet. Just close the door 1 second. So all of them are trying to understand, what does it mean over here, this tav? What is this tav that they were meant to stick on the people, that Gabriel was meant to put on all these people? Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani Amar, the Masura Shas ends in the Amar, Elu b'nei Adam, shekimu et ha-Torah kula mi alef ad tav. Here's another play on it. Obviously, we're talking about the tav for the tzaddikim, right? If you Rashi, Elu b'nei Adam, shekimu ha-Torah kula, ha-tav siman lahem, shekimu ha-Torah mirosh v'atzof. So the Gemara now says, When did this happen? That we lost chut avot. Says Amar Rav, Mimot Hoshea ben Be'eri. Shneimar, pasuk over there, another pasuk over there comes from Hoshea, the Malach Hoshea. He says like this, Va'ata agale et navluta, le'enei me'ahaveha, ve'ish lo yatzilena miyadi. He says, now, from now on, galed gvulta le'enei me'ahaveha, ish lo yatzilena miyadi, from now on, no protection. Ushmuel amar mimei chazael. Shmuel says, no, from the time of Chazael. Rach ne'emar, and this pasuk over here is a pasuk in Melachim Bet, v'chazael melech aram, lachat Israel kol yemei Yehoachaz. Uchtiv, and the next pasuk over there we're quoting over here comes from Melachim Bet as well. Same parak later. It says, Vayachan Hashem otam vayirachameim. At that time Hashem had rachamim. Vayifen alehem leman brito, because of his brit, et Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Velo ava ashchitam. Rav, velo yishlicham me'al panav ad ata. So he said over there, Vayichan. Right? Velo ava ashchitam ad ata. Look at Rashi over here. Ad ata. Aval mikan ve'elach. So that was ad ata until now. But from there onwards, hishlicham velo panai brit avot. Now this is quite scary because this is, Rashi mentions here, brit avot, not zchut avot. Previously we said, according to Shmuel's answer, we said that brit that zchut avot was gone, but not brit avot. According to this answer, even brit avot is gone. Rabbi Yoshia ben Levi Amar, so the question now is from when, right? So we got, this is the third answer coming up now. Levi Amar, Mimei Eliyahu. So the first answer is from Bimei Hoshea. Then we said from Bimei, Achaz. Now we've got a third answer from Bimei Eliyahu. Shneemar, the pasuk over here, right? This pasuk over here comes from also Melachim Aleph. So, Vayi ba'alota mincha, vayigash Eliyahu navi, vayomer Hashem el Elohei Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yisrael. So Hashem says to Eliyahu, Hayom yivada, today they'll know, ki ata Elohim v'Yisrael, Eliyahu is talking, sorry, Vayi ba'alota mincha. And Yahu says, today they will know that you Hashem Yisrael, v'ani avdecha, and I'm your servant. Uchid varcha, siti et kol advarim, and I did whatever you told me to do. Right? So he says, from today, ki ata Elohim b'Yisrael, v'ani avdecha, from this day onwards, meaning that from Yahu's time onwards. And afterwards there was no longer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, it is the fourth time, mimei Chizkiyahu. So he quotes Rabbi Chizkiyahu. Rashi says over here, mechiz dichtiv me'ata ve'ad olam, Kinat Hashem tzvot ta'aseh zot, v'lo zchut avot. Ze kinat Hashem tzvot ta'aseh zot. From now onwards, whatever happens is because of kinat Hashem and no longer zchut avot. Okay, these are obviously difficult concepts we need to spend a lot more time on. We're just looking at it, unfortunately, a little bit more superficially, but try to understand what we're speaking about. So he says, b'shtakam et avolam, kinat Hashem tzvot ta'aseh zot. Okay, so now, basically finished that whole discussion of, yeah? The Gemara now brings a mamar of Rabbi Ami, which is very interesting over here. It says like this, Amar Rabbi Ami, Ein mita belo chet. Okay, it says an interesting concept that people don't die unless they sinned. Look at Rashi belo chet, v'chet osh ladam gorem lo mita. Now, just to spoiler over here, the Gemara's conclusion is not correct. That people die because God put death into the world. Otherwise, every single person who dies is a chote. And then you see the biggest tzaddikim in the world, are all tzaddikim, but everyone's dying because of their chet. That's what Rabbi Ami says. Every time you chet, any surim below avon. And likewise, he says that you don't suffer unless you sinned. So the Gemara wants to analyze this. Ami tabelo chetichtiv, where the Rama Nefesh achotet, he tamut. Simple, pasuk, pasuk of ya. It comes from Yecheskel. Hanefesh achotet, he tamut. Ben lo yisa bavon, ha'av, ha'av lo yisa bavon. Ben, the father won't be suffer with children, he's talking about their fathers. Tikala tzadika laftiyeh, vishad rishah laftiyeh. The holy will be holy, and the rishah will be rishah. So that's his pasuk. Right? Any stream below avon, where's that from? That there's no suffering without sin. Dichtiv brings a pasuk from Tehillim. Ufakaliti b'shevet pisham. He says, I approached or counted or took notice of the shevet pisham, these sinners. Ubenegaim avonam, and then negaim came because of their sin. So that's Rabbi Ami. Now the Gemara says like this. Meitve brings a brighter. Amru Malachi Asheret if Nakadosh Baruch Hu. Malachi Asheret said in front of Hashem. Mipnei Ma. Says over here, we don't understand. Mipnei Ma. Kanaste Mital Adam Arishon. Why did you give Adam Arishon Mita? Why did he die? Why did you punish him with death? Amar Lahem. Mitzvah Kalati Vitiv Amar Lahem. I gave him a simple mitzvah and he couldn't keep it. Amar lei, so the Malachi Asheret said, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Valo Moshe Varon Shekimu Kol HaTorah Kulam V'Metu. So well, we don't understand, he says to Hashem. You're telling me that why did Avraham Yitzchak die? Because he had a sin. But then why did Avraham Yitzchak die? They also sinned. They also sinned. They never sinned. They kept the whole Torah and they died. So Amar lei, so Hashem said to Malachi Asheret, right, so he quotes a pasuk over here. Right, he says, "Mikre echad tzadik ulushala v'tov lo." Right, so we got a bit of a stira over here, because now what's the stira? There is mitah even without chait. Mikre echad tzadik ulurasha v'tov lo. The Torah says, "From Kohelet, akol kashel akol mikre echad tzadik ulushala v'tov lo letahor letamev lezoveach lasher eno zoveach katov kachote anishba kashesh shvoyer." Everybody's the same. So basically, a bit of a stira over here. So now. Make up, is it because of sin or not because of the Gemara? So, Hud Amar Ki Hai Tana. So he says, no, look here. What we sing over here, this Rav Ami, remember, Rav Ami said that because of Chet. We sing over here, there's all this bright over here comes along and says, Malachi Asheret. So he wants to say, Hud Amar Ki Hai Tana. The Tana, Rishon Ben Lazar Omer, Af Moshe Baron Mechita Meitu. So he says, the brighter, when we sang on the one hand that people die because of sin, so that is according to Rabbi Shimon Azar, who says that everybody ultimately dies because of sin. Even Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, they died because of their sins. Shneimar, Yan lo imantim bi, haimantim bi, adain lo egiyas ben chinu p'tei ma'olam. Saying over here, to go in Yoma, that if they had listened to Hashem, they would never have died. So we see a day amongst the Tanaim, that Anachem, like Rabbi Ami. And that's how Moshe Aaron died. There's no stir over here. So the stir over here, the discussion over here really, it's not a stereo. You can't bring anything from Moshe Aaron. So now the Gemara is the brighter. Meitivei. Arba meitu bit yoshel nachash. Four of them died bit yoshel nachash. Look at Rabbi Adrashi. How does he explain over here bit yoshel nachash? The time, et yob, meaning he says Rashi. Ba'atzato shel nachash. She'isi lecha ve'lo b'chait acher. Shlo chatu. Bit yo kamo et v'ta'am. From Daniel. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm 100% clear on this. Is it the same Nachash that caused the problems there, caused the problems later on? What exactly it was alluding to, I'm 100% sure. Right, if you look, Tosfot's got also a little bit of a problem over there. Tosfot says there, Arba meitu b'dyosho Nachash. He says, V'hadi chtivin kohedet ki adam etzik b'arit v'chul asher yatzav v'luch l'berov b'nei adam kamar. He's there speaking about most people. So because it says there, ki adam ein tzadik bar. It's got a kasha Tosfot says, how can we say that there are people who never died because of chait? Everybody's a sinner. The whole world's a sinner. Says, no, that pastor's just speaking about majority of people. So there's a concept over here that some people wouldn't die. And this was a nachash. V'eluhem binyamin ben Yaakov. Binyamin, the son of Yaakov. V'amram avi Moshe. V'yishai avi David. V'kalev ben David. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure about all of these stories. Moshe says, V'chulu Gemara, all of these really, we haven't got a Makora Pasuk, it's all a Masora. Levar mi Yishai Avi David, the Mefaresh Beikra. Avin Yishai, David's father, Mefurash in the Pasuk that he died because of the Nachash. Dichtiv, when he quotes a Pasuk over here, the Pasuk comes from Shmuel, V'et Amasa, Sam Avshalom, Tachat Yoav, על הצבא והמסע בין איש ושמו יצ'ר הישראלי, אשר בא אליו יגאל בת נחש, אחות שויה אמיה. A bit complicated pasuk actually wrote it out over here. If we want to just get an understanding what's going on over here, we've got the following relationship. We've got Amasa, and we've got Avshalom and Yoav. Amasa replaced Avshalom with Yoav, replaced Yoav with Avshalom. So Amasa sam Avshalom tachat Yoav. Yoav was the commander. Amasa removed him and put Avshalom in his place. Now, who are all these people? We've got Yishai, right? And Yishai is David's father. Then the pasuk says over here, right? Yoav alatzava va'amasa ben ishu shmo Yitra. So Amasa's father was Yitra. And who did Yitra have relation with? Right? Asher ba al el Abigail bat Nachash. Amasa, right? His mother was Abigail bat Nachash. Now, who's Abigail? Abigail over here is David's sister, and he's called Bat Nachash. How do we know that? Because she is Achot Shruya. She's Achot Shruya. She has the other sister of David, Am Yoav. So Yoav was David's nephew, according to this. You got it? We've got Abigail, Shruya, and David, all brothers and sisters. Shruya is the mother of Yoav, and Amasa is the son of Abigail. So Yoav and Amasa are first cousins, and both of them here are nephews of David. Their grandfather is Yishai. The mother is Abigail, right, Bat Nachash. So now remember Abigail Bat Nachash. Who's the Nachash of here? Abigail Bat Nachash. Look at the Gemara.
Yarem.
Yeah?
It is written here that it was a decree because of the sin of Nachash. There was a decree that everybody will die from then on. Finally.
But then we all died because of the Nachash. Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. That these four, had it not been for the Nachash, wouldn't have died. I understand what you're saying. Shkoach. Okay. So you're saying that these four died only because of the Nachash, and these four died for no other reason. In other words, if there had not been the decree of the Nachash, they wouldn't have died. I got it. Shkoach. Okay. So now, the Gemara said we've got a Bekor for Yishai. Rabbi Sabin, Shavashav, V'achot Bat Shriya, Betra, V'chi Bat Nachash Havai? What, in this Shriya, Abigail over here was Bat Nachash? V'lo Bat Yishayu? Havai, she was Bat Yishai. Same, right? Tichti, V'achyotehen, Shruya, V'abigail. Right, look at Rashi there. V'achyotehen, B'vnei Yishai, Mishtai. We're speaking about the children of Yishai. Right, in other words, David's family. Ella, so how do we get to that? Ella, bat mi shemait bet yoshel nachash. So why is she called bat nachash? Because Yishai wouldn't have died other than that yoshel nachash, like I didn't explain now. Shkoch. Now the Gemara's like, okay, money. Right? Who's the Tana here of this brighter? So it was Elay Matana de Malachi Asharet. If you're going to say it's the same brighter, this meitive here, arba meitu bet yoshel nachash, says, if you're going to say the same Tana as the previous brighter with the first brighter, Amru Malachi Asheret V'Akadosh Baruch Hu, so then it wouldn't work. Why? Ha Ika Moshe V'Aaron. Because that Tana spoke about Moshe V'Aaron. And Moshe V'Aaron, we've got there, they died because of their sins, not Bet Yoshel Malach, Shel Nachash. Ela La Rabbi Shimon Lazari. So what it says, it's who? It's Rabbi Shimon Lazar that said that Moshe V'Aaron died because of their sins, right? Meaning that everybody else said, V'Shwamina Yesh Mita Belochet. So we see it's look at Rashi over here. Rabbi Shimon Lazar, Amar Moshe V'Aaron Mechita Meitu Umode Bahani, and agrees with all of these. So he says over here. But now I'm confused. Ah, maybe what he's saying over here is that Rabbi Shimon Elazar said that even Moshe V'Aaron Bechetah Meitu, this bride is saying that there were only four that died from the Etyo of Nachash, and everybody else dies even without Etyo Shel Nachash, and therefore other people die even if they don't sin. Therefore, it was specifically alluded to that they only died because of the Nachash, otherwise they wouldn't have died. Other people die. So we see that other people can die, and therefore we haven't got any proof any longer that they sinned, because Moshe Aaron, we know it sinned, Right? So they died because of sin. But others died, maybe, who didn't sin. So the Gemara concludes over here, v'shma mina, yesh mita belochet, v'yesh yishim belo'avon, v'tiyuvta rav ami tiyuvta. Is it the strongest proof in the world? I'm not sure. But it seems to me that it's pasha to the Gemara that you can't say that people don't die without sin. Because otherwise you've got a real problem. You end up calling people sinners, and etc. Okay. Maybe that wasn't the most successful Gemara. I'm Rav Shmuel. Now the Gemara is sidetracking completely now into this issue of sin. Now this is the most famous one. We're going to spend probably today and tomorrow on these examples over here. Now the Gemara is going through a whole bunch of people through history where we might have thought they sinned, but they didn't really sin. Or if you look in the Psukim, it seems like they sinned, right? But they didn't really sin. Right, it says Amar Shua ben Achman, Amar Biyochanan, Kol Amer Ruvain Chata Eino Eda Toev. If you think that Ruvain, right, Ruvain ben Yaakov, with the case of Bilah with the beds, right? If you thought that he sinned, you're making a mistake. Look at the Rashi, the very last wide lines at the top. Kol Amer Ruvain Chata B'Maaseh Bilah, right? But well, what's the pasuk Shneimar? Vayu Bnei Yaakov Shneimasar, right? But Amen, Shekulan Shkodim Kachad. Later on, we see that nonetheless, Yaakov still, the Torah says, Vayu Bnei Yaakov Shneimasar. We don't see that Ruvain was excluded from Bnei Yaakov, and therefore, if he would have sinned, right, he wouldn't be lamed shekulan shekudin. It was elamani mekayem vayishkav epila pilege shaviv. So what does that pasuk mean when it says vayishkav epila? It seemed like he slept with bila. Melamed shebiubel matzaos shlaviv. Just means that he messed up the sheets. Just messed up the bed a bit. He went in there and ruffled the bed. Right? Umale ala katuv kilu shachavimah. And the Torah says it was so bad what he did. It was if he had relations with the Italian Rabbi Shimon Azome, Mutzal oto tzadik moto avon, saving from eravon, velo ba maase ze liado. Right? If shar atid zar'o lamol har eval, velomar arush shachavim met im eshet aviv, vayavoch chet ze liado. Right? He says, could it be possible that later on when they split up and on har eval vahar, helping them, what was the other har? Har eval vahar edom. No, what's that? Grizim, yes, thank you. Grizim, right? Arba Bahar Grizim, and they split up there, Zarusha Chavetch at Aviv, Vayavo Chetzeli Ado, Elamani Mekayem, Vayishkav Bila Plik Shavi, what does it mean? Right? He says over there, Elbon Imotava. Ruvain was offended for his mother, not for him. Rachel just died now, and Yaakov wasn't, Rachel just died, and Yaakov wasn't now going to Leah, who's to his mother, staying with Bila. Zamar, he said to himself, Imachot imi hayata tzara le'imi. If Leah was a tzara, tzara means like the second wife to my mother. My mother was the senior wife. That imachot imi hayata tzara le'imi shif. So now, basically, a tzara, it's an interesting concept this in halacha, right? A second wife is called a tzara. Why? Because she always causes problems for the first wife, no matter who. Another wife in the house is problems for the first wife. A wife is problems, right? A second wife is always problems. A second wife with a first wife is bigger problems, right? That's called a tzara. So he says, imachot imi, meaning Rachel haita tzara li imi, right? Shivchat achot imi, tehe tzara li imi. What we're going to my mother's tzara, her servant's going to be the tzara to me? No way. Amar will be better mitzvah. Therefore, he went and took out the bed. Acharim omrim, another expression, Yishtei matzot bilbel. There were two beds in the tent. Listen to this, it's unbelievable. But Yaakov, and in every tent of his wives, he had two beds. Achat shel shchina v'achat shel aviv. Look at Rashi Aviyah. There were two beds. Achat shel shchina, kach haya Yaakov oseh ba'arba o'alei nashim, all four tents. Ma'amid mita l'shchina. He had a separate bed there, which was a bed for the shchina. V'kadosh Baruch Hu. U'boto ohel shuro'e bo ha'shchina. When he saw the shchina on the bed, hu ba v'lan oto alayla. That's the tent he'd go to that night. It was, how did Yaakov know where to be? You got four wives, right? How do you split yourself up evenly? Remember, every one of them is a mitzvah of erksut v'ona. You got a mitzvah to have a relationship with your wife. Now, how do you split yourself up? Yaakov had a system. He put a bed there for the Shekhinah. When Hashem, where the Shekhinah was, that's where he went.
Didn't he have some sort of rotor? Because when you have the situation
of the Judaim. He said, tonight's my night with the Judaim. Right? So maybe they knew the Shekhinah was in the coin to this day. He'll say the Shekhinah was in her tent that night. No, good question.
Okay.
Ma'arichti right? It says ketnai pachas kamayim mal totar. So he says like I'm looking at the name he quotes the pasuk over there pachas kamayim. That's from Yaakov's brocha to him, right? If you look at Rashi over here, pachas, right? He says there pachas is a notricon, says Rashi. Pachas stands for a couple of things. Pei chet zayin. Right, what does it mean? Rabbi Ezra Omer, pasta, chavta, zalta. You're a pasta, right? Look at Rashi. Lashon, amapazia, pasta. Miharta matzmacha b'chatan. You acted very quickly. Chavta, as a result, you were mechuyav. You were obligated, you were punished. And zilta, you mezalza, Rashi says zilzalta. Rabbi Yeshua says, pasata al dat, you stepped over the dat. Chatat, you sinned, and zanita. Right, he says in Yuzanita. I don't know what that means. I expanded. Rabbi Nachman says Pilalta from the pay is Pilalta. Look at Rashi Pilalta. Linatzel minachet. You try to dive the for the chet. Chalta. Look at Rashi over there. Vayachel kemo vayachel Moshe. If Moshe tried to invoke it to daven. Vezarcha tfilatcha and your tfilot shon. So Rabbi Nachman gives a nice spin on it. Rabbi Gamliel. Adayin shechen ani le modai. We still need modai. What's modai? Rabbi Nachman modai. Omer, hafuch et atav v'doshi. He says, other way around. Take chafuz, chafaz, right? This pachal, sorry. And don't learn it in order of pet chet zayin, learn it of zayin chet pei. Zazata, hirtata, parcha chet mimcha. Look at Rashi over there. Zazata, yareite lachto. He says, you were fearful to sin. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, chet. Because the previous Amoraim explained what the chet of there was a chet. Rabbi Gamliel ole modai bikesh lachto velo chata. Right, he says he wanted to, but he couldn't sin. Interesting. Hirtata, right, parcha chet. And then you were nirtata, you controlled yourself, and then the sin flung off you. Rava amar v'amir Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, zacharta onsho shel davar. Right, that's the zayin. You remembered the punishment. Chalita atzmecha choli gadol. You caused yourself a lot of sickness. The word strife. Look at Rashi. Choli gadol. Litapek lichvosh yitzcha. To overcome your yetzer. Right? Chalita atzmecha choli gadol. And peirashta milachto. The pay over there is you sever yourself. In other words, according to this, Reuven had a taiva to do something with Bila. But he overcame it all. Very similar to Yosef. So it depends how you put a spin on the pachaz. But Yaakov, actually, according to this explanation, pachaz is not a derogatory comment from Yaakov. We always seem to think of pachaz da kamayim, that you were pachaz, right? Actually, a spin on this, yeah, is all in a positive way. And therefore, don't think that Reuven was a sinner. Okay, Reuven, the Gemara carries on and says, brings a siman aviyah. Reuven, b'nei Eli, we've just seen Reuven now, b'nei Shmuel, and David, Ushlomo, the Yoash. The Mishnah says not Yoash, Ela Yoshayahu. Right? So now that's a Siman. Now, the Siman actually should have come previously because we've already seen Reuven. Okay, so it's probably put in the wrong place. Now the Gemara moves on to, we have Reuven and then we have B'nai Eli. The same idea with B'nai Eli. We know from Tanakh that it appears that B'nai Eli also forced the women who were bringing their korbanot to have relations with them in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, right? She said, like, Amar B'Shua B'Nachmani Abba B'Yonatan. Kol ha'omer b'nei Eli chatu, whoever says that b'nei Eli chatu, eino ele to'e. Same idea, they are making a mistake. Right? Now this is Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Right? It's the same Amora. You see that? We had Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Kol ha'omer Reuven chata. It's the same person. He went Reuven, now b'nei Eli. Right, Eino Ela Toe, Shenemar, and he quotes a pasuk over here. The pasuk is a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. Va'ala ha'ishahu me'iro. Right, va'ala ha'ishahu me'iro. Miyamim yamima, lishtachavot v'lizboach l'ashem, tzvot b'shilo. V'sham shnei v'ne'eli. So went up to Shiloh, and who was in Shiloh? There were the two b'ne'eli. Who are they? Chofni v'finchas kohanim l'ashem. Chofni and Pinchas with the B'nai Eli, and they were Kohanim there, they were running the show. Right? So now, Savar Lakarav, so Gemara says that he held, like what did Rav say? Amar Rav, Pinchas lo chata. Pinchas, we've got two brothers there, Chofni and Pinchas. Rav says that Pinchas didn't sin. Look at Rav Aviyah. So this, you're saying Aviyah, that this Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani held like Rav that Pinchas didn't sin. Look at Rav Rashi over there. The Amar Rav lekam bishmati later on. Pinchas lo chata. The other one got a pasuk. Rabbi Yonatan. So this Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, you said that Rabbi Yonatan, right? Yalifla lechofni mihakra. The makish chofti the Pinchas. So Rav said that Pinchas didn't sin. Rabbi Yonatan. That this Rabbi Shua ben Nachmani, he says, ah, if Rav said that Pinchas didn't sin, then I'm telling you Chofti didn't sin either. Why? Look in the Gemara. Mekish Chofti the Pinchas. He learns a Hekesh. The Pasuk brought them together. Ma Pinchas lo chata. If Pinchas didn't sin, Av Chofti lo chata. So he learns a Hekesh on the Pasuk. The Pasuk here said that the Bnei Eli were Chofni and Pinchas. Rav says, Pinchas didn't sin. Yerushalayim says, if Pinchas didn't sin, we've got a Hekesh here, just like Pinchas, so Chofni didn't sin as well. And therefore he says, Bnei Eli lo chata. So it was, we've got a Pasuk, we've got a problem over here. Look at the next Pasuk the Gemara brings. The next Pasuk here, also in Shmuel Aleph, says, Ve'eli zaken ma'od, he was old. Ve'shamat kol asher ye'asun banav, and he heard what all ye'asun. Ye'asun now seems to be in the plural. Banav, what his sons did, l'chol Yisrael, what they did to Yisrael, ve'et asher yishkevun et anashim, how they slept with a woman, hatsov ot petach omu'ed, who came petach omu'ed. Sounds like a disaster. So he says, mitoch she'shahu et, so the Gemara says, no. What does this really mean, this pasuk, asher yishkevun et anashim? They didn't really sleep with a woman, chas v'shalom. But what, they weren't great guys, what did they do? Mitoch she'shahu et keinehen, they were sinners in the sense that woman came. When you bring a ken, we've learned this before, that a woman after a yoledet, after she's given birth, she has to come to me, she bring a nesh, brings a korban chatat and a korban ola. Look at Rashi over here. Is there no Rashi there? No, there's no Rashi there. Anybody see a Rashi there on Kinehen? Okay, no Rashi. Right, and therefore they delayed the process. And if by delaying the process, so the Rashi there, Shashawit Kinehen, right along Rashi. Sarvin La Kriv Shum Korban, they battled, you had to persuade them, you had to go to pains to force them to do bring Korban on. Kriv Gambi Tram, you'd carry the Zavot, Viladot, Paot Mimakom Achel Shilo La Kriv et Kinehen, when the woman who was Zavot, or Yoldot came to bring their korbanot, they delayed them. The woman couldn't just leave the birds there and go home and rely on them. They'd bring the korbanot. They were troubled. They waited there. They waited till they saw them bring the korbanot. They were satisfied it was done, and only then they went home. They could be made sure they were tahorot. Because they wouldn't allow the woman to go home to their husbands, they would, if that they were over there on Shechiva with them. Okay, it's a long shot. That's the Gemara. Now we saw there that the Gemara brought Rav. That Rav said Pinchas didn't sin. Rabbi Yonatan said because Pinchas didn't sin, we're going to hekesh also that Chofi didn't sin. The Gemara now wants to analyze Rav himself. So Amar Rav, Pinchas lo chata, she demar. Right, Rashi says, "Via Pinchas lo chata ba'eshet ish by having another woman." Tashir yishkavun et anashim eino ele chofni levado. See, Rav says, Rav hasn't got this dimun of Rabbi Yonatan. Rav says, "No, Pinchas didn't sin. Who was the one that had relations with the woman there in that pasuk was Chofni, not Pinchas." So Rabbi Yonatan said neither of them, and he brought the pasuk that they were just held up the woman. Rav says, "No, Rav says that Pinchas lo chata." Right, Shneimar. Rav has got a pasuk over here. He quotes a pasuk here. From Shmuel Aleph, same pasuk, v'achia ben achituv, achi ikavod ben Pinchas, right? He was achi ikavod ben Pinchas, the grand, the son of Pinchas, ben Eli, the grandson of Eli, kohen Hashem b'shilo, nose efod v'am lo yada ki alach Yonatan. So Rav says like this, v'achia ben achituv, achi ikavod ben Pinchas, ben Eli kohen v'chule. Efshar chet ba liyado, v'akatuv miyachaso. He says, could Pinchas have been a sinner? And the pasuk would have carried on saying that this is the son of Pinchas, the grandson of Eli. Similar idea to with Reuven, right? Reuven ben Yaakov, Bnei Yaakov Shteimesher. He would have been chucked out of the dynasty. He wouldn't have related to him any longer. Look at Rashi. Shabbat Chet Yadov Aktiv Miyachasol LeShevach. Bet Ben Beno Miyachaso Acharav, and his grandson after him, and his son and his grandson after him. V'hakativ gabe Aveira de Noafim, when it says with regards to people who are having Noaf Rat, messing around other women, Yikaret Hashem, Yichat Hashem Neishah, he's gone. My crab, Al Anochrit, Val Azona Mishnah, speaking about how much more so on a Goya and a Zona, Kirashin and Labor Elu and Anishrafin, Dichtiv Damine, Kheral Yudav Vachule. So he got a kosher kind over here with a proper good Jewish woman. The guy be
wiped out. How can you say that this could be?
Ela lav, so he says from the Shrav, Shma mina Pinchas no chata. So he's got a kasha, what are you talking about? Ela had ketiv asher yishkavun. Yishkavun yeah means to be the plural. Right? Ela pasuk there, we saw it before. Right, call yourself et asher yishkavun et anashim, meaning both of them, Pinchas and Chofni. So Gemara says, no, don't read it yishkavun, yishkavan kativ. Read it yishkavan in the individual, as individual. But how can that be? Vakativ, it says the next pasuk bring over here, pasuk also in Shmuel, it says el banai kilotovah shmua asher anochi shomea ma'avirim im Hashem el banai banai. He said, I heard about both my children. Right? So I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak, B'ni Kativ. You're right, it's pronounced B'nai, but read it, it's actually written B'ni. It's my one son. But the passage says Ma'avirim. Ma'avirim over here is plural. And look, if you look in the actual passage itself, you'll see Ma'avirim is written Ma'avirim. It's not written with two yuds, it's with one yud. It says Amrav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua, Ma'aviram Kativ. The next pasuk there comes, Uvene Eli, Bene Belial, Lo Yadu Hashem. Both of them, Bene Belial, they were bad guys. We go back to our sugya we learned earlier on, that if you could, Moche, do Tochacha, and you don't do it, you become responsible. That's why Chofni is, Pinchas is included here. Haya, Blo Pinchas, Nimchot, Tochacha, Blo Micha, Malia, Lav Katuv, Kidu Chata. Okay, that's enough over here.